Dave Challoner, congratulations. How much does that first National League level win mean to you and your players?
It means everything. It's, I won't say it's been a long time in coming. It's been longer than we'd have hoped, but I think that's a, like I say, culmination of hard work over the past month, and we've deserved that. So to, I suppose, finally get that monkey off our back a little bit and get 3 points, we can now look forward to Monday and hopefully make it a big weekend for us.
You've been close in games this season. You've been in front. You've been pegged back. How did you feel they handled it today in terms of the pressure and being a goal up for a long time?
Yeah, much better. And again, that only comes, I suppose, with experience. You're always going to get a little bit edgy with us of conceding goals at the times we have. Until we stopped it or have stopped it for a while, that's always going to be the case, I think. So, better. I think today was a different one because the atmosphere probably favoured us in the fact that there was more pressure on Hartlepool because of the situation there, and there's still a bit of a hangover from last season with their relegation, and I suppose people from the outside would expect that they were going to be one of the front runners in this division, but it's a really, really tough division, and playing here again, I suppose, from a perspective of a manager looking at it I wouldn't want to become a burden if it were my team, and I think sometimes players can hide a little bit. Don't get me wrong, I think they'll be all right, but like I say, there's probably a little bit of turmoil and hard work to go through, if you like, for their players before that turns around. But from our perspective, like I say, we knew that if we started well, that could have an effect and certainly help us through the game. Obviously, to get the goal towards the end of the game made the last 10-15 minutes a whole lot more comfortable, and thoroughly deserved to win.
Clearly, 3 points important. It's a milestone. How big's a clean sheet?
Yeah, if you get a clean sheet, you're always going to get something from the game. If we're winning games, scoring three goals and conceded one, am I going to be happy? Yeah, I'm going to be happy. It's about winning. But to win and, like I say, to not concede, we'll do them a whole lot of good more than anything else. Because, like I say, we've been really, really punished, probably punished not unfairly, because we've had lapses in concentration. Those lapses in concentration have cost us. Whereas today we were better, and I suppose sometimes you need a little bit of rub, you need a little bit of luck, and there aren't many instances where you can say we got lucky, but I suppose little bit of things happen in that game that probably happened in the previous games where we've been punished for it and we've conceded. So we'll take the 3 points. The clean sheet is great. We've got to now go and back that up on Monday, which again is another big opportunity and our first TV game as a club. So plenty to look forward to.
Yet another milestone for Danny Rowe. Does it surprise you anymore that he just keeps doing it week on week?
No. Again, a different type of goal. Well worked free kick between him and Sam. And I suppose we have things that we'll do set piece wise. That was something that, like I say, they've recognised that we've done over the past few years, to be honest. And it's about people making decisions. Obviously, he's got himself a chance, and he's finished it. I think even again today, he's been snatching a little bit at stuff. But ultimately, he scored a couple of goals now. I expect him to, like I say, to score 20 plus this season if he remains injury free and remains fit. He's given an awful lot for the team, which is something that, regardless of him scoring goals or not, he's got to be part of the team. He's a massive influence for us in terms of what we expect. And it's a really, really tough role to play. So, like I say, the goals are great, but there's bigger things that he brings to us. Hopefully he can get one on, like I say, on the TV on Monday. I think that makes him the record scorer now, which, when you consider he's only been here sort of just over 3 years, is a, like I say, an amazing achievement.